Hello, everybody, and welcome back to My Life in Granite, where today we are going to be talking a little bit more about granite. Finally, I know, the day has come. Well, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoy this episode, and yeah. Hello. Well, today, as I said in the intro, we're going to be talking about granite a little more, a little bit more about her personality. And so, well, first let's start with the basics. We are going, let's just say that when she's tired, she really likes tide in dark places. If you have a bearded dragon, you probably know this. It's just kind of a default reflex. And yeah, oh, and just another warning there. My dog probably will be whining because my parents are currently not in the house right now. So yeah, just wanted to say that real quick. So yeah, she likes to hide in dark places when she's tired, wants to go to sleep type thing, you know. I mean, I guess we all kind of do. But the weird thing is about her, she tries to sleep in the most uncomfortable places. So, like, she'll sleep in, like, my Nerf guns. And she's totally okay with it. Like, she'll be sleeping on the on the back of my Nerf rifle. So, yeah. And she'll just be chilling. And so, yeah. It's a little bit more about her. But a little bit more about her personality is, so we live in a tiny house, right? I told you that in like episodes and stuff. But so my loft comes out of way where the fridge is literally right next to my loft, and like I can like literally walk onto the fridge if I wanted to. And so sometimes when she's feeling a little adventurous, she'll jump from the fridge, and the freezer's right next to the fridge. So she'll jump to the freezer, then onto the counter, and then onto the ground. I know. It's weird. It's weird. But that's what she does sometimes. So yeah, we've had to like stop her a few times, and we found her on the floor a few times. Like, so yeah, we can't leave her alone anymore. She's actually out right now. She's looking out a window in my room, like she usually does. She can just sit and look out windows for hours. For hours and hours a day. Like, it's pretty amazing. Like, if I do say so myself, I would get quite bored within the first hour or so of sitting in a window looking out. So yeah, there's a little bit more. And well, today she ate a fly and a wasp. She was outside and I guess she caught them. Fly is one thing, but I don't know about the wasp. So yeah. And a little bit ago, getting off subject now, she almost escaped. So we had her out, and we were just having her roam outside a little bit, and we're about to leave to go somewhere, and my mom asks, did we put the lizard in? And we're like, oh no, we didn't put the lizard in. And so we had a whole search party for my little lizard, and I found her in a bunch of long grass. Like, thank you, I found her, thank goodness. Yeah, that was a scary moment. So yeah. Well guys, thank you for listening to today's episode of My Life and Granite with other pets and stuff. So yeah, thank you for listening. And just for some of you who have maybe been listening on like a podcast platform that you are not used to using, or you have an Apple iPhone or iPad that you're listening to this on, well, I just want to say, it is officially on Apple Podcasts. So please go check it out there if you have an Apple device or prefer to use Apple devices. So go check it out there. And thanks, guys, for listening to this episode of My Life and Granite.